UFO Reporting Center.
Bass Harbor, Maine. I'd like to report a UFO. I had an experience here last July 22nd.
Okay, I'd like to hear about it.
And what exactly happened was, it was myself and a friend were flying. I'm a commercial pilot.
Yes.
And we had taken off here at the Bar Harbor Airport in Trenton en route to Rockland, Maine. And I wasn't flying. I was sitting passenger co-pilot side. And a friend of mine was flying. He was the pilot in command. And, let's see. It was about, I'd say the actual sighting took place at around 3:35, 3:40, somewhere in there. That's when we got in contact with Bangor Approach.
Yes.
And what exactly happened was that we had just taken off from the airport and was climbing out over a harbor that we refer to here as Blue Hill Harbor. And Blue Hill Bay, yeah. And we were up around, we were going through 4,500 feet. We're climbing up to 6,500 feet for our route down. And I had this weird feeling that something, you know, like something was watching or something was looking at you, you know what I mean?
Right.
That type of eerie feeling. And I couldn't figure out what it was until I looked out across Bill, the front part of Bill, out the left wing at about our 9 o'clock position and high, and I saw this object. And it wasn't bright like a light. It was shiny like polished aluminum or polished metal.
Yes.
And at first when I saw it, I thought, well, you know, I've got about 4,500 hours of flying time. And, you know, being a pilot, we're always conscious of other aircraft. And I tried every way, shape, or form for about 10, 15 seconds there before I let Bill know of trying to make this out as an airplane, you know, like a reflection off a tail of a airline up at high altitude or, you know, that hadn't got up above to where it would have a vapor stream.
Yes.
And it was a clear blue sky. There were no clouds. And the distinction of the silver object's edges were just as clear as could be. It wasn't fuzzy. You know, it was definitely a kind of an oval-shaped object. And so after about 10 or 15 seconds of looking at this thing, trying to figure out whether it was a plane or what it could be, I simply just said to Bill over the intercom system, I said to him very calmly, I said, take a look out your left wing and tell me what you see. And so he looked over, and immediately he saw it, you know, and replied to me was, you know, well, what is it? What do you think it is? I said, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out whether it's a plane or, you know, or a jet or whatever. And I've seen weather balloons, you know, I've seen hot air balloons from a distance. It didn't look anything like this, you know, and it would have been way too high for that anyway, and it would have been way out over the ocean because the direction we were looking would have been, we'd have been looking south-southeast.
Yes.
But, it was kind of hard to make any type of depth perception as far as how far it was away from us. About the best, recall of the size of the object from me would be like holding a pencil out away from you and looking at the end of the eraser.
Okay.
As far as size-wise, in reference to the sky. And it would have put it approximately just over an area which is where we live, in Bass Harbor or Swan's Island or Flissench, Gott's Island, that area, out over the ocean. And like I said, it was higher than we were at the time when we spotted it. And we were in about a 10-degree right bank when I spotted it. And so we watched it there, and Bill kept saying to me, well, what is it? You know, and I said, I don't know what it is. And about that time, it started to move. And it moved at a very high rate of speed. Faster than I've ever seen anything else move. And it moved from about our 9 o'clock position to about our 11 o'clock position and lower in altitude to where I had to literally kind of set up in the seat and look over the dash of the aircraft to see it. And we both saw it move and couldn't believe how fast it was moving, but it came to that 11 o'clock position and just stopped dead. I mean, it didn't vary one left or right or anything like that. It just stopped.
Now, was that high rate of speed instantaneous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at first, it started to move slowly, and then it picked up speed, but it picked up speed very fast. You know what I mean?
Right.
It didn't just, from stop position moved real quick.
Okay.
It moved slowly at first and then just moved at a speed that you wouldn't believe to that 11 o'clock position and stopped dead. And then he lost it at that time because he looked back down at the instruments because he was flying the plane. But I was able to keep an eye on it. And so I looked up over the dash, and from where it was at before at the 9 o'clock position to the 11 o'clock position, it had dimmed down. It wasn't as a bright metallic object, but it was gray. You could tell it was a kind of a lightish gray.
Good.
And it stopped there, and I tried to point it out to him again, and he saw it then. You know, I pointed to it, and I said, look down my arm, and you can see it. And he did, and he saw it just for a second. And then it moved again real quick. That time it moved very quickly, from 11 o'clock to like a 12 o'clock position in front of us. And it went from like the lighter gray color to a kind of a rose red. And then it was like it didn't move left or right or towards us, but like away from us at a very high speed of rate. But it caused the type of appearance of where it just kind of like disappeared. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, from getting the size that it was to where I couldn't see it any longer as though it had just disappeared. But it was, I could tell in the aspects that it was going away from us.
Okay.
At a very high rate of speed. And that direction would have put it heading almost directly south.
Okay.
Now, when we spotted it, or when I spotted it first, okay, we were flying a heading of about, 275, about south-southwest. And the sun was at about our 2 o'clock position. So when I first saw it, you know, it would have been like the reflection of the sun off of it. You know what I'm talking about,
right,
as far as that
mm-hmm.
type of silverish look? But it wasn't so blinding that you couldn't look right at the object. I mean, the object was a distinct shape. And then, like I said before, you could see a defined edge. There was no fuzziness or anything like that.
Okay. About what time did that occur?
It happened at approximately 3:35 because I called the next day. We immediately, after seeing this object, called up ATC in Bangor and got on radar with them. And I talked to the lady that was the controller with us, and I asked her a bunch of questions just in curiosity if there was any airlines, you know, any military flights, anything of that sort in that area at the time that we came up on radar with them. And she looked back on the log, and she said, no, there was no military flights. There was no airlines. I'm pretty, you know, I'm familiar with the airline routes around here.
Yes.
And most of all the European flights coming in are farther inland. You know, they come in off of Bangor's VOR. And so that puts them about 20, 25 miles inland. But she checked everything out, you know, because I told her I'd like to know if there was anything of that aspect. I even thought it might be some high-speed fighters that might have been escorting some of these missiles that they've been testing around here. But what the Navy does is they announce that about an hour before they do it, and ATC always has verifiable proof of that before they do it.
Right.
And then nothing like that was going on.
Well, of course, they wouldn't be coming to a standstill either.
No. I mean, this was definitely not... this was not a jet.
Okay. How long do you feel you watched it?
Geez, I think the total observation time of the whole thing was probably about a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay.
It seemed like about 5 minutes.
Any problems with instrumentation on the craft while it was in sight?
Yes. Yeah, we had trouble with our DME. And, I mean, we were only 6 or 7 miles from Bar Harbor at the time. And the DME in that beach craft is always right on. I mean, it, you know, you can always pick it up a good 60 miles away from Bar Harbor.
Okay, now what does this DME stand for?
It's distance measuring equipment.
Okay.
All right, and what it does is it's a frequency that's transmitted by the ADF localizer at Bar Harbor. And the DME is tuned in on that frequency, will calculate your speed, you know.
Okay.
And time and route, stuff like that. But that dropped completely out, which was unusual. But that, I noticed that before we even spotted the object. Because, you know, when you take off like that, you're checking your instruments, checking your gauges and stuff
right.
like that. And immediately I noticed a straight line through our DME readout. Okay. Which is unusual because we usually, at 4,500 feet altitude, only 6 miles from Bar Harbor, we always get a good, strong signal. And that was the only instrument that I noticed that was acting up on us.
Did that come back to normal when the object left the area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. About a minute or so after we, you know, didn't see the object anymore, then the DME tuned back in.
Okay. Okay. Are you both highly experienced pilots?
Well, I've got 4,500 hours as a commercial pilot.
Okay.
And he's got approximately 300 hours as a private.
Okay. You with commercial airlines?
No, I don't fly professionally anymore. I used to crop dust down in Texas for 4 or 5 years.
Well, we sure appreciate your reporting that. We'd heard about this sighting, but we never could get information.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that was it was a weird feeling after we had spotted it. It was not like it kind of spooked us a little bit. It spooked me because I didn't know what it was. And if it was an aircraft, and it being at our 12 o'clock position and doing what it was doing, I didn't feel comfortable flying that direction.
Yes.
So we flew for about 5 minutes more, and we both kind of decided to turn around and fly back to Bar Harbor and not continue our flight. And it was not like we really talked amongst each other of exactly what it was. I mean, I knew what I saw, and he knew what he saw. But it wasn't like we were, you know, bragging about it or anything like that. It was like we were in a state of shock. You know, we didn't really talk about it that much.
Right.
And, but then, you know, the more I thought about it, I tried to keep running it through my mind of exactly what took place and what it looked like and everything else. And it wasn't but about a day or so later that him and I were sitting here at the table with my wife. And she said, well, have either one of you discussed as far as the shape of it? And we said, well, not really. You know, she said, well, you take a piece of paper. And she gave a piece of paper to Bill and said, draw what you saw, you know. So I drew down on the paper exactly the object that I saw, and he drew it down, and we both handed it to her, and they were identical. I mean, it was identical to what we saw.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, the shape of the object.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate you reporting that, and if we get any follow-up information on this, I'll call you back.
Okay, another thing, Bob, I would be interested to know, I don't know if you do this or not, but if you have any type of UFO sightings in around this area, is there any way that you could contact me?
Sure.
To where I could kind of like, I'd like to come from the other direction, because the paper wanted to know if they wanted to put my phone number in the paper. I said, God, no, I don't want a bunch of fruitcakes calling me.
Right.
You know, but I figured if I came to you and explained to you that I'd like to know, you know, I'm sure you kind of filter out the unbelievable or whatever, or
right,
something that really sounds realistic. And what I was thinking is if it came from you back to me, then I could follow it up the other direction. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like call the people and talk with them and find out exactly what they saw and stuff like that, because I'd be interested in doing that.
Would you like some information, some printed matter on other pilot reports?
I'd love some.
Okay.
I'd really like some.
Get them in the mail.
And I was really shocked when I called ATC and explained to them what I had saw and asked them if they saw anything on radar, and they said no. But then a lady said, well, you should call the UFO Reporting Center. And I said, what? She says, yeah, there's a number in Seattle that you can call, which I never knew existed.
Yeah.
So I got the number from her, but, you know, I wanted to think about it for a while because you know how you kind of replay things back in your mind. But, you know, it was obvious that what Bill and I saw, we could not explain what it was. It was not an aircraft. We know that. And it didn't fly like any fighter that I've ever known of.
Okay, well, I thank you again.
Great.
Okay.
Send me that info, would you?
Will do.
If you do get any reports, feel free to call me, okay?
Will do.
Let me give you my business phone.
Okay.
Because I'm a dispatcher with the Ellsworth Police Department. So a lot of times when I'm not here, you get a hold of me there, or at least leave a message there for me to call you.
Okay.
Okay? And that number is same area code, 667-8959.
Okay, very good.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.